brother wrote on the rotted pasteboard wall, right next to the sign that read, "Please don't pee in our hall." And then he reached in his slide and he pulled out the tiny transparent bag, the one filled with the chalk white powder the junkies call skag. He sighed as he hit the big vein in his arm, and his mind took off on Bird's musical charm. Now Bird was blowing embraceable you, like only he was hip to a secret he knew. "Wow," the brother said as he slipped off into a nod, "Bird sure eases the pain. Now I think I'll tune in on brother Train." He tried to get up, but his body wouldn't move. His mind told him his senses were in a groove. Finally, Bird was through, and Train took over in a spiritual debut. His heart began to pound as he dug the boss sound. Damn, Bird and Train sure enough was down. And then he looked up and saw that the box wasn't even on, and it was damn near dawn. "I'm high, I'm blind, I'm wasted. If I could only come down. There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Give me some dough so I can buy me some smack and get back on the track." He slipped off into a nod as the sounds became odd, and he could no longer hear Train or Bird. He could only hear the loud unspoken word, "Get back, you're black." "No, but I'm beautiful," he said. And then he suddenly realized that he was dead, and he was being lowered into the ground.
Black thighs.